That's true.
Corbin's coming up.
Yeah.
Maybe that's to do with the colour. We'll discuss that at the end. What? Yeah, go get some Mazel Tov. But the biggest Mazel Tov, well, they had a wonderful chassan last night. It really was a pleasure to be part of it. And we wish the new chassan and Tala to have built the Bais Nember in Israel. Okay, so let's have a bit more clarity in all our cases. So let's start with that case. We said apparently a Jew was ma'anis a goya in America. He was in prison and he got out on bail, left the country and extradited back to the country, America. Now the goya appointed a lawyer and making a civil claim, a civil suit against the Jew in jail. So the lawyer, a goy, contacts his classmate, who's a Jew, in the other country, saying, can you help me find somebody who can discovery of the assets of this Jew? We want to know, to make a claim on victory, we need to have a where to claim. So the question is asked, can he help in the Pasha and get involved, so to speak, help a goya collect money from a Jew? So we have to decide if it's correct to pay, is the Jew chayav to pay the goya? So we discussed last week, misad halocha, a Jew is mazik, a goy, but also a mazik, he is chayav to pay. Whether it's a hilchas mazik, or he's considered a debt, but at the end of the day, he's chayav to pay. But, as we pointed out, in the courts of the goyim, according to their law, is it going to be paid the same amount which a Jewish halacha would say under the circumstances? What would you say?
Much more,
the court. So the question now is now we've got a conflict. Halacha says you're chayav, but out until this amount of money. And then the goyish dinehem law says you're chayav much more. So what happens? How do we don such a case between a goy and a Jew? Do we go after halacha or do we go after the dinehem? Do dinehem have any bearing on how we decide what the chiyuv is? Pashtus is, if you're involving a Jew, what's the halacha which is kaver with a Jew? Obviously. So therefore, why should we even siyaches to what the goyish law thinks? So we're going to investigate this week when there's conflict between halacha law, Torah law, and dinehem, between a goy and a Jew, not two Jews. Two Jews we'll discuss, and another time.
Didn't we once learn that if there's something you like about a goyish law, that they're not saying it's better than ours, but that an aspect that seems good, that we are allowed to implement that aspect?
Only if it becomes part of a minog of then it comes to halacha. But here we say, no, halacha says one thing, dinehem says another thing, and you've got a goy and a Jew. Yeah. So, you think it's poshut? It's also poshut. So the Gemara of Baba Kama, Kufi Gimel, says the following. This is Adya. Yisrael v'krani shabo ledin. Yisrael v'goy, who come to Beis Din for Din Torah. Imata yochul lizgoho v'dinei Yisrael zochu. If you are able to make the Jew win using halacha, zochu b'merkach dineinu, you should say the Jew wins because that's what our law says. The Jew wins, we're following our law. B'dinei kananim, but if the Jew would lose according to halacha and only win because of the goyish law, zochu, you should say the Jew wins. V'merkach dineinu, you know why the Jew wins? Because that's your law. So it seems to say clearly in the Gemara, the Braisa says clearly that whenever you have a din Torah between a goy and a Jew, and there's a conflict between halacha and the goyish law, What are we going to do?
Whatever's better for the Jew.
Sometimes the goyish law will be better, sometimes the halacha will be better. We want the Jew to win. So whatever's good, we'll choose. Therefore, Ashai those poshets, what should be the answer? The goy and the goy, Jew and the goya, yes, there's a chiyuv, but not as much as the goyish law and the Jewish law is much less. What we're going to say is the ikah hadin?
No, Jewish law.
Jewish law. So therefore, when we say, ken the Oroch Din, get involved and help the actual goy collect more and get according to the goyish law, what's going to be the answer? Nope. That's a good point. But we have to first understand, maybe we'll understand in a few minutes, what's the principle of such a halacha, and see if what's really the principle. We can say even maybe it's outer basin. Good point. Maybe outer basin may be different. We have to see, can we learn from here something that's in basin, what we do, to something which is outer basin. Case of the Oroch Din case. Are we ready? Now let's go to the case of the dynamite. Jew was damaged by a goy selling dynamite to somebody under the age illegally against the law. And dynamite was exploded in front of this woman. She miscarried. We said already in Halacha, had she got claims against the goy in halacha, what's called the goy in respect to the death of the fetus, what's that called? That's called grava. And what's the din of a goy killing the grava? Chaybisa. Does he pay? No, doesn't pay. So according to halacha, there's no chiyuv to pay. Because he's a chayv misa. That's all. That's the whole shit we had. Which I have to send you.
Even on a fetus?
Yes. The whole shit. After I got it on my disc and fetus, send it to you. It's there. Okay. So now, according to halacha, get nothing in Beis Din. According to halacha, but according to the goyish law, she makes a claim against this goy. What's going to happen?
Get a lot of money.
So now we're trying to say, this is different from the first case. Now first tell me, what's the difference between the first case of the Oroch Din?
In this case, the secular court is better for the Jewish law.
More than that.
You should follow the law.
Okay, but on the other hand, there's a fundamental difference between this case and that case, which leads us to think, let's think about it. Still, up to now we said, whatever's better for the Jew, that's what it's saying. Whatever's better for the Jew, we do. So if the secular law is better over here for the Jew, not like the first case where the halacha is better for the Jew, here the secular law, we should say, oh, go like the secular. But still, we can't make an assumption over here. It still needs, it's not exactly the same as the first case, and therefore we have to further investigate. Why? In what way is it different?
Five misa really works, okay. Being five misa works.
Both things work. One thing just can't pay. You just can't pay. You're not going to
Yeah, but now we're based in, so we're based in or restricted to according to our law, we can't do it, yeah? But the Goyish law says, doesn't matter if he's chayv misa, he has to pay. That's what the Goyish law says. So we should say, you're chayv. But still...
That case happened in Eretz Yisrael, didn't it?
Yes.
There is no dinei.
There is a dinei.
There's no dinei.
There's dinei.
There's maybe dinei the Malchusa, but there's no dinei.
Okay. We'll discuss whether there's no dinei. Okay.
One thing is unclear from our precedent here: is the goal to help the Jew or to hurt the goy?
Meaning?
Because
very good.
Because if it's to help the Jew, so then both cases are the same. In both cases, you're going to help the Jew by meaning go with the Jewish court in our case and go with the secular court in their case.
Yes.
If it's to help the goy, or to hurt the goy, then we're going to hurt the goy more by letting him be chayav misa than getting him off the hook of chayav misa and then only making him.
Are we going to kill him today?
No.
No, but he's chayav misa. Well,
yeah, so, but. But he'll still get killed by the Shemaim whether I make him pay or not, yeah? So therefore, why not get the money? No, I want something a bit more chochmatic chilik. Yeah. Well, I'll give you a clue. What's the a fundamental difference in the facts of what's going to be performed between the case of the Arach Din, case of the Jew and the Goy, where you want the Arach Din, you want to know whether you can help the Goy, you said no, because you have to choose whichever better for the Jew. And our case, where you make a claim against the Goy selling the dynamite. A factual difference. What's a factual difference between the case? Besides the story, obviously.
In one case, a Jew could be a part, one case a Jew could benefit. Meaning, are you being, it's like profits versus losses.
Oh, very good. Speak it out better.
So in the case of the Orach Din, it's a question of a Jew loser. He's not going to gain.
Yes.
The question is, he's going to lose money or stay the same.
So what's the question over there? Can I
cause a Jew to lose?
Can I cause the Jew to pay? So what do we say? As the Goy, can I choose whatever's better, whatever would get him to pay nothing or less, we choose. Okay. Now, what's the Shaila in this case?
To give a windfall to the Jew, let the Jew get extra money.
Ah, so then here the Shaila is, not whether the Jew can pay nothing or pay less. Here the Shaila, like the first case, here the Shaila is, can the Jew get money from the Goy? Maybe when you're coming to have a din Torah between a Jew and a Goy. And the discussion is, does the Goy need to pay or not? Who says we have the same formula as the Gemara Baba Kama says? The formula Baba Kama says, whenever a Jew or Goy have a din Torah, you choose whatever better for the Jew, either our halacha or their halacha. Maybe that whole discussion is when you're trying to get the Jew not to pay. Well, we choose whatever way, make sure the Jew doesn't pay. Either our law or their law, to make sure he doesn't pay. But how do we know we do the same methods when we want the Jew saying, I need money from this Goy? And we say, well, according to halacha, you don't get it. But according to the Goy, so you don't. How do you know you also say the same calculation? Say, well, we'll do anything that's best for the Jew, and therefore the Goy's law is best, and we're going to impose it on the Goy to make him pay, because that's best for the Jew. How do you know you can also pull out money with the same calculations as the Gemara and Baba Kama?
Why do you say the Gemara and Baba Kama is only talking about those laws?
So who says the Baba Kama Gemara is limited to loss? That's much discussion. Let us see. That's our discussion now. Is the Gemara Baba Kama limited only to preventing a loss to a Jew, or even imposing a gain on behalf of the Jew against the Goy? So let's go back to that Gemara Baba Kama number 2. The Gemara carries on and says, Rabbi Akiva ein bon olav ba'kifin. Not allowed to come against the Goy ba'kifin. Says Rashi, what does ba'kifin mean? But chokhma, you can't use chokhma to go against the Goy. Ad shepotim Yisrael. You can't use chokhma. Mitnei, Kiddush Hashem. But if there's issues of Kiddush Hashem, then you can't use chokhma to make the Jew win. Rabbi Kiva, what do you mean chokhma? It means trickery type of chokhma. That's the trickery of Yaakov and Esau. Rabbi Kiva says, Tama to Ikke Hashem. So the Gemara says, the whole reason of Akiva is because of Kiddush Hashem. Halek of Kiddush Hashem, but if it wouldn't be issues of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, then you're okay, you can do Chochma, this trickery business of choosing which method you want, you can do it. So the Gemara asks the question, Gezel Kanani Mishari, how can you matter, who says you can steal from a Jew, a Goy, you can steal from a Goy? You can use Chochma to steal from a Goy? You can trick the Goy in the basin. The Dayanim can say, well, we choose each method we like in order to make sure the Goy loses. That's called Gezel. You're allowed to do Gezel from a Goy. So Gemara answers, Omer, Rava, no kasha, no problem. Why? Kan begezel. Enochalai to steal is not allowed. But Kan behafkasava, well, we're discussing in our sugya is whether he has to pay or not, whether the Jew has to pay or not. And it's allowed to choose any method you system you like in order to make sure the Jew doesn't pay, because that means he doesn't have to pay his debt. That's not called Gezel by God. Hafkas Avasa is Mutter by God, as we have a whole shirim on that. So it says, Matthew says, well, who says the sugya is talking about, just talking about letting off the Jew? The answer is, carry on the Gemara. The Gemara says clearly, the whole Braita, which says, Goy and Jew come to Din Torah, you choose whatever their law or halacha to make sure the Jew wins. Says the Gemara, there's a condition. That's only when the discussion is, does the Jew have to pay or not? Choose a system to make sure the Jew doesn't pay. But to make the Goy pay when he's not mechuyev to pay, what's that called? Gezer, that we're not allowed to do.
Why is it Gezel?
Why is it Gezel? Who? What's your question?
What? Because according to the Goyish law, it's not Gezel.
And according to, sometimes it'd be according to the Goyish law, not Gezel, and according to Halacha, it is Gezel. And according to, sometimes it'd be Rabbi Yam. Yeah? So why? So what's your, you're saying a good question, but explain your question. Why is it Gezel? What? What? Ah. So now that's the next question, which Dan led. And that is, what's Gezel? Gezel is, definition of Gezel is, take money which is not due to you. That's Gezel. Okay. So now we have to discuss a fundamental shaila. A Goy and a Jew come to a Beis Din. We know if you want to make the Goy pay, you have to make, you can't just say whatever's good. You have to get it right. You have to choose the law which is the Iker law in such a situation. There's a law that, a Jewish law, and there's Goyish law. What's the law which is the Emes Iker law? And what's the law which is not the Emes law we only use to stop a Jew paying?
Why is that even a shaila?
Which one is the Ikka, which one's the Tofel? Now, let us step back a stage. That's what Dan is saying. So, if we're saying, when the Jew and the Goy comes to Beis Din, the discussion is, does the Jew have to pay? We say, choose what you like to make the Jew off paying. And that's what the Sugya is talking about. Why is that true? One of them is right and one of them is wrong. So why choose either one? Just go with the right one. Why? Why do you, under what concept can you, where does it say you help the Jew? Why? Under what concept? What notion? Help the Jew. A Jew, what, the Goy is saying, Jew owes you money. Says the Gemara, it doesn't matter whether you use the real law or you use the fake law. Choose a law to make sure the Jew doesn't pay. That's what the Gemara says. You can't choose a law to make sure the Goy pays, but you can choose a law, whatever one, even the fake law, you can choose to make sure the Jew doesn't pay. Why? Under what concept?
Arvus.
Not Arvus. Under the concept we introduced last week. Yes. Very good. And Shmuel said it as well. Under the concept is, we saw the Gemara. They're supposed to keep Shabbat mitzvahs when they know. Hashem went out and he saw they're not keeping Shabbat mitzvahs. I'm going to give them a penalty. I'm penalizing the goyim, which is not really, shouldn't be penalized, but because they are not keeping Shabbat, they're going to penalize them. Hashem says, for a pasuk, we're going to mafir their moment. We're going to make sure they lose. What does it mean? Not that they have to pay, but they don't get the money which is due to them. No, opposite, it was discussed in case. A Goy says, give me money to the Jew. The Jew damaged him. Give me money. Halacha says, the Jew doesn't have to pay, or vice versa. The other law says one, the Halacha says other, yeah, about the Jew. And we say, the Sugya actually says, choose the law, even if it's not the real Halacha in such a case, choose it to make sure the Goy doesn't get his money. Why? Because the concept last week of Knas, because he's not keeping Shabbat mitzvahs, is enough. Which is a concept in the Torah, learnt out from the Apostle.
Why do we need anyone? Just make it up. Why do we need Zinayim? Just make it up.
That's what the Rekiva said, is you can't just make it up, because there's going to be problems of Chilat Hashem. That's what Rekiva is saying. You have to have an excuse. That's the whole sugya. So, why did I lose the case, says the Goy? Well, because that's what it says in your law. Or, that's because it says in our law. We have to have something that a good answer, so the Goy would say, there's no problem with it, I understand. But the whole concept is, I don't care if it's the real law or not the real law. doing it because they got a penalty that they don't get the money. But now, but to give a penalty to pay them, pay, that's called gezel. That's no such thing. So if so, here's the shaila. What is therefore the ikka law and what's the tofa law? Is the ikka law between a goy and a Jew, happens in Torah, is the ikka law Torah halacha, or the ikka law dinai hem? What's your question? Why is it shaila?
We always say Beis Din takes precedence, so you're not even allowed to go to Goyish Kor.
Good, we're talking about in Beis Din. Okay.
Right. We'll have a way to say Beis Din is Emes and not the name, you know. And here we're just saying we want to help because of this Knas, we're willing to consider.
Beis Din and the name are two separate things. Of course, you have to go to Beis Din, doesn't mean they don't have to judge the Dinei.
Okay, one is halacha psak based on the Torah, based on the Sora, based on Kodesh Baruch Hu, and one is made up by human beings.
Okay, so it's Doshit, you say. What is there as sak? Okay. Maybe there's a basis there. Okay, now we're getting into a discussion here. Correct. Yeah, there was a two stars. Yeah, connected to that. Yeah, so we're going to the. Oh, maybe not. Maybe we'll have another pshat this week. Correct. That's the pashtus of what you said from last week. But we'll see. Maybe that's not exactly. We didn't speak it out last week. You're making that assumption this week, but that's what it meant last week. We'll discuss it in a few minutes. You'll see there's maybe another way. Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
We're talking about the guy gets his cut, but he doesn't keep the...
I know what you're going to ask. What Jew doesn't keep all the 630 misses given the cut? I tell you, there's a fundamental thing which the Mabit talks about. A Mabit answers your shaila. A goy doesn't keep mitzvahs. The pshat of goy doesn't keep mitzvahs because it's mahus. His makeup is that I'm not going to keep mitzvahs. I'm not interested. I don't believe in these mitzvahs. I don't mitzvahs to the mitzvahs. Whereas a Jew who does the veiras and doesn't keep mitzvahs, the answer is he's a Jew. He always will be a Jew. And he's just got a Yetzirah, which is not part of him, which is making him not keep the mitzvahs. But Be'etzem he's a Jew. He doesn't lose his shame Jew. Okay. Answered half of your question. Yes.
Okay, so the goy's got a knas. That's from the side of the goy. What about from the side of the Jew? The Jew is going to come along and say, oh, I'm going to borrow money from this goy. And then I'm going to call him and say, I don't have to pay if you've got a
knas. That we discussed in half cost, half more soul at the time. If you like a chiller, borrow money, I've asked not to pay, then it's not called you're borrowing money and not paying, it's called you stole it from the beginning. And therefore you're not allowed to steal. That's not called stealing.
How does this come to effect? In other words,
that happens. You're by mistake. I bumped into him. Incident happens. I knocked him over. I did see him, but I was negligent. I didn't kavana did it. It happens. I had such an interaction with a goy, which now is a discussion. How much do you pay? How much do you pay? Like we said last week, to Machav and to Mazik and Goy, you have to pay. Yeah, you have to pay in such a case. Yeah. We're not discussing those things. We're not discussing some as a danger to society or the society of the Goyim because he's using all the loopholes. We're talking about an event that happens and now we have a discussion. Yeah. If we're talking about somebody who's manipulating a halacha to do evil, that's another thing. Yeah, that's Simon Dalet in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, and that's sometimes based on Magda Milsa to make sure pizza doesn't happen in Christ. Quite good behavior. But this is not that type of shayla, as we saw already from the shayla, it's not that type of shayla. So now the discussion is, question here, what's the ikka law? Halacha or dinayim when you have a din Torah between a goy and a Jew? So, shaila like this, famous Shaila came to Rabbi Yashiv. I work for a company. When I'm employed by a company in Israel, what's part of workers' rights, what's part of the salary, is what do you get in? Okay, you may get that. Besides that, but it's also part of the salary. It's the other half of that. It's him.
The other half
of Kupat Gimel. Yeah, what is it? Pension. Okay, a pension fund. So what's the shaila you can think of with a pension fund? What shaila can you think of like the Gedolim are discussing? There's a shaila is, what does the pension fund do with your money?
Invest.
And what do they invest it in?
Whatever you tell them to.
They invest not with what you want to. They have their own control on what they decide to do for you on your behalf, in your name.
Well, they give you a choice of Maslim, Maslim.
Yeah, but Maslim is not open. They, in the Maslim, it's just what they're going to do. Risky, not risky, risky. Yeah, that's all different things. Yeah. What they do is problems and halachas. They invest in businesses which work on Shabbos, which are Jews. You may invest in businesses which are Jewish with using ribbis without heter iskus. Okay? So the problem is, it's not them, it's you. It's you, and they're just forcing you to do ribbis or invest in these countries. I lock at problems. What are you supposed to do? Now, you have a pension fund, and if you want to break the pension fund and move it to a maslu, a kosher maslu, what's going to happen? You lose quite a bit of money by doing that. So the Shaila came to Yashin. This is what we discovered, this is what we know, but we know this Mislul is problematic, which is where your money's been all the time, it's built up a lot of sum. And we know, got another Mislul, which is less problematic, it's not no problems, it's got kosher funds, yeah? Can we break it? Or are we mechuyev to break it? And make a loss, in order to stop ourselves being over Israel. Now, all these places where the pension funds invest in, they invest in called a chevra, which we discussed in depth in our halacha. It's a chevra which is Jewish, controlling shareholders, all the shareholders, everyone, or it's just one of them, it's Jewish. Yeah. Does the fact that the Goyish law says the chevra is a separate entity, and it's not the Jews behind it, or the Jews involved in it as well, are not considered owners, then there wouldn't be a problem with halacha. No, we concluded. What do we conclude? What was the bottom line? Is a chevra said the entity? Country maybe, but a chevra is a separate entity, not what did we say? Of the controlling holders are Jewish, we said. Bottom line, according to all poskim, in halacha, there's no such thing as separate entity, and but it's Jewish, and it has all the halachas of being a Jew, and its problems and ribbons and everything, according to halacha. According to Dinehem, it is a separate entity. Now, so what's the shaila? Shaila is, what happens if you've got a goy also a member of this chevra? He's also a shareholder in this chevra. Got Jews or goy? Do you go after Dinehem and say, well, there's a goy there, and since in a goy and Dinehem, it's not connected to them, therefore it's no problem. Because it just is it not connected to the goy, it can't be connected to you. You can't do palginum. You can't say, klapi the goy, it's not connected. And klapi the Jew, it is connected. Can't do that. Make a decision. There's a goy there. Does the fact the goy over there mean that it's not connected at all to anyone, there's no problem? Or do you say, no, even as a goy and a Jew, the relationship, the ikka kavias is Jewish halacha. Jewish halacha says there's no such thing as a separate entity. Okay. That's where it comes up. So now let's discover this. This is the shaila in our two cases. Jew and goy, what do you go after? What's the ikka? And what's the tofu? So Gemara in Sanhedrin says like this, number 3. Torah Rabbanon, Sheva mitzvahs nistavu b'nei Noach. 7 mitzvahs have to keep. Dineim, Birchas Hashem, Avodah Zorah. Okay, now, the Gemara will ask, Menami, how do you know they have to keep these? So we're going to focus on Dineim. They have to do Dineim. That's one of the 7 mitzvahs. So Gemara says, how do I know they have to do it? Machlokas in the Gemara. Let's see where they learn it from. There's a Pasuk in Bereishis base that says the following. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim, Hashem the God, commanded Al Odom, Odom Arishim, Leiman, this is what he said. Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Tochal. You can eat from every tree except for one. The tree. Eitz Hadas. Okay. That's where Hashem gave one mitzvah to Odom Arishon, and he didn't keep it. And we suffer to this day because of that. Cool. Says the Amoraim, this is where we know Sheva mitzvahs be'Noach from. From this pasuk. That's it. This pasuk tells us all everything. Every word in this pasuk tells us a different one of the Sheva mitzvahs be'Noach. There's a discussion though, what word refers to what? So in Dinim, which word in the pasuk tells us the mitzvah of Dinim to the Bnei Noah? So Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan says, Obakov Yitzav, the first word of the pasuk, Vayitzav, Hashem commanded. How to know that's referring to Dinim? So he says, because I've got a similar pasuk elsewhere, and it's definitely referring to Dinim over there. What did it say? By Avraham Avinu, Ki Yedatif Leman Asher Yitzaveh Esbono. I know. In order that you should command your children, Vesbeso, Achrov, your descendants, Veshomru Derech Hashem, Laso Stoker Umishpot. What am I telling you to do? Says to Avraham Avinu, Asher to Avinu. In order to keep the derech of Hashem, to do what? To do stalker and mishpat. So it says Rabbi Yochanan, we see the word sav, the same roots over there, yitzaveh, is in reference to mishpat. So therefore, that's what it means by the Bnei Noach, that they have to do mishpat. That's Rabbi Yochanan. That's Yitzhak, says Meh. It's not that word. It's Tony Elikim. It's the word Elikim. Zeh Dinim. It doesn't mean Hashem. It means Elohim. In reference to the Tayonim. Hashem commanded. In the Pasuk, Hashem commanded. Dinim. Elikim. That they should be Tayonim. How do you know the words? Elohim means Dionim, not Hashem. For Apostle Shemos, in lo yemotza haganev. If you can't find the ganev, you know, you give money to the shomer to look after, and he says, well, it's got stolen. So if you can't find who the ganev is, then we have to check the story. So nikra balabais el Elohim. You should take the balabais to Elohim, which are judges. In no shalach yodim lachzer, and he has to stay in front of the judges. That's, you know, I make a shura, I didn't do anything. No wrong with the shema. So there we see the word Elohim means that judges. So machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yitzchak, wherever you learn out dinim from the word sub or the word Elohim. Okay, nice machlokas. Maybe you think it's a gadita. What's the nafkemina between the two? Can you think of a nafkemina between the two makaras? Because the Ramah makes a whole tshuva out of this two makaras to say big nafkemina. Can you think of a nafkemina without looking at the next bar mokum of the Ramah between the two makaras, whether it's the Sav, the Lekim, okay, any day. They have to keep Sheva mitzvahs, so one of them is Dinim. Okay, it's from this word or that word. No.
Well, it's a Kibbutz Dayan, so it's halacha.
Okay.
If it's before that, then it could be. And you go before that.
So you got half of the story, it doesn't mean you got the other half, you're guessing now. That's a nice tough gemuna, but it's not what the Rambam is referring to. Some people actually say that, there's also enough gemuna, which is good. Not something we're discussing. What we're discussing? We want to know, a goy and a Jew come to Pesachim, what's the ikka mavechet for such a mishpat? Goy shlo, Jew shlo. No? Okay. I did half the job. So the Shutz Aramah says like this. Gewaltiger Schutz, he says like it, very interesting. He says, Rabbi Yochanan, who learns it out from the word Sav, Sava Shebedei Noach, Ein Metzuba Rak, Lishmo Hamina Kamedina. All the Goyim have to do is just keep the normal accepted Minhagim of the country. L'dom Ben Yish Ben Ochiv, to make sure there's peace between man and his fellow man. Mishpat Yosha, logical judgments, logical laws to make things keep on the right, straight, right derech. Are there any of the derech in Yisrael? They're not mechuyev or have to have a whole system or whole concept of dinei Yisrael. They don't have to do dinei Yisrael with the good. Shemos Lema, they don't have to do with Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael to do, they have to follow the halacha. That's why he learns out dinim from the pasuk ki yidata, from the pasuk of Avinu. Shadain lo nitna haTorah, because at that stage the Torah hadn't yet been given. Because there was no dinim yet for Klal Yisrael until Har Sinai, and therefore he's learning the makar for mishpat by goy before matan Torah. What is it? Lishmo, you know, make sure everything's nice and peaceful, sensible things. Use your head, logical things to keep peace between fellow man and thing. That's what a goy has to do. Not the Torah Merechet, that's solely miyuchad for Kaito or Hasina onwards. This is Avraham Avinu's time, it's not even Torah at the time. Torah hasn't been given. Masha Enkin Rabbi Yitzchok says, like Eric, Ruch Acherisimo. Rabbi Yitzchak has another parak altogether. Lomer bin lo yimotzi. He learns it from the pasuk in Yimotzi. Klomer v'shava shidinei b'nei Noach hein osa dinei shistavi yisava sinai. B'nei Noach has exactly the same merechet and halachas as Torah law. They have to follow Torah law. Aye. And Rabban says that only mitzvah and shevinitz is b'nei Noach. What do you mean Torah law? It means mokomokom b'osa mitzvahs mechuyim l'dom b'nei Yisrael. The seven mitzvahs which the mechuyim has to be imposed on them and carried out according to how the Torah interprets those seven mitzvahs. Gezel, exactly how the gezel imposed in the eyes of the Torah as avodah zarah. Exactly the same halachas. Exactly, or whatever the seven mitzvahs are part of the 613. So, however, the Jew interprets what the Torah interprets what has to be done in those seven mitzvahs in respect to a Jew. Exactly, those have to be done with a goy.
So you just said with the grama, a yid is pater. So you're saying according to
says Rav Moshe Feinstein, a grama, a Jew kills somebody with grama. He's also done with sicha.
Okay.
He's also done with sicha.
But
he doesn't chayev because there's a special posuk that lets him off in the Torah, which doesn't apply to a Jew goy. Because, no, not. We have to define what did he do. You've done gezel, or you've done killed somebody, right? Both the Jew and the goy, they killed somebody in Goma, have done resicha. Both should get death penalty for killing somebody. But a Jew, there's another basic of a Jew that says that even although it's resicha, we're not saying it's not resicha, I'm not saying you haven't, you're not chayev by misa really for this, we're saying that technically, we're not going to give you the definitive.
And all these pasuk, like galus, you know, hear me klat, so there's a special pasuk that says the goy killed the shogeg doesn't go,
said,
but a Jew does.
Yes.
Well, it's not the same thing.
It's the same thing. Because these pesukim are not changing what the definition has been done.
Well, the din is the consequence, not the definition.
No. Not if the posik, unless the posik says this particular detail in the halachas of Geneva or the halachas of Misa doesn't apply to a goy. There's a specific posik that this detail doesn't apply to a goy. Yeah?
It says this detail.
Yeah, that's why we learn that. That a Jew is different because of the posik of Rehu that says by that. It's Pesukim. Yeah. Okay. So the Ramah says that is the discussion between the Rabbi Yochanan and Yitzchak. Is the Ikka Halachas Torah law even respect to the Goy? That's Rabbi Yitzchak. Or is the Ikka Halacha? No, Dinehem. When the Goy is concerned, Dinehem. Memela says Rabbi Mendel Shafran, when you're coming back to this pension Shaila, and there's a Jew and a Goy who are part of this Chevra, which you've led rivers to, are you lending to the individuals or you're lending to a company and not the individual? Dinehem, it's a company. Halacha says, no, you're lending to individuals. Says Ramendel Shavan, if you look at number 5. Fizeh afilu im bedinei Yisrael, a musuk shabalis mukbelis. Our halacha doesn't recognize a company being a separate entity. In there, dinehem, there is a concept of separate entity. Has his own identity. So if you have partners in that business, go in Jew. Tony ba machlokas. Is Tony this machlokas to Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yitzchak? So that's dinei Torah yikva by Yisraelim not. So you have to, no. If you hold on Rabbi Yitzchak that the ikka halacha even by goy is dinei Torah, then a vada, then a Jew should not get involved with this company because you're dealing with the individuals. This includes another Jew. The devar mesun. Ula nadasha dinei goy kaven b'nehem. But if the goy's ikka halacha is dinehem, that's just what Yochanan says, then as soon as the goy is over there, then the goy's halacha will define this as being a separate entity with respect to all the members of that business, and therefore the goy will save the Jew. The goy being in there will define this as a separate entity.
I don't understand how it spreads from the goy to the Jew.
Because you can't do palginon, that's bullshit.
So maybe it spreads from the Jew to the goy.
You can't do palginon.
You wrong.
No, if there's a goy there, that's the whole discussion of law. As soon as there's a goy there, then it will define that the ikka halacha will be the goy. He's involved, then he's only mechuyev in respect to me, he's only mechuyev according to the dinah, in respect to me.
Why is the guy getting preference? In other words, why is the company being characterized by the goyish ownership and not by the Jewish ownership? Why is one better? Especially the guy may own one share, the Jew may own 100,000 shares.
Right, if it's one share, then it's not Shiloh, because it's like there's no control.
Right? Oh,
it's
a,
they have to go on the same level.
Goy has to have
the same level. So now I have to deal with the goy. So my answer to the goy is, you're a separate entity. Now I can't say suddenly to the Jew that you're different. I can't say this partner is separate entity and this partner is individual. Once there's a goy there who's on the same level of power as the other Jew member, then if we go after Dinehem, which is what Rabbi Yochanan wants to say, then it will be a separate entity.
Wait a minute. We would say that by a shutfus. We would don the goyish partner one way and the Jewish partner another way.
No, because they're one guf. They're not separate chiyuvim. This body is chayv. Yeah.
But even Dinehem doesn't say shutfus is a separate entity.
Let's look at shutfus. We're talking about chayv.
No, but I'm saying if you had a shutfus, you would by.
We're not talking about shutfus. Okay, forget. So don't ask your question.
The concept is that you could divide between them, treat one way and one.
If you had two separate din Torahs at the same time, correct? You'll just split it up and say, go out to the room. I'll deal with your din Torah, which is completely different to his din Torah. But if you're saying it's one din Torah, you had an interaction to this business. What's this business? Is it the individuals or is it actual business? Then you have to define it. You can't split it up. It's not okay. Yeah. Okay. So, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yitzchak. which has no ramifications not only to the shaila of the pension, but has ramifications to our first shaila of the not the Orchidim, but the first shaila of the dynamites. Yeah, make the goy pay. Because we can't steal. We have to know what the ikadin is by them. Now, what's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yitzchok? Let's see. Try bring rice for Nushani. If you look at it, number 6. The Rosh. The Rosh says, Shah Shonokhri Shonogok Lashosh Yisrael. An ox of a goy damaged an ox of Israel. Ein motzim in a nochri. Now you want to get the goy to pay. You can't get the goy to pay Ella be'edim kasherim. You have to have kosher edim to prove that the goy's ox damaged the Jew's ox. And then once you have kosher edim, you can make him pay. Now what does that sound like? That's, you got a goy and a Jew, dintara, and you go after halacha, because the goyim don't need edim kasherim. They don't need edim kasherim, they mutzi more than out edim kasherim. And the Rosh is stressing you need Ein Kashem. Mela says the Yam Shel Shloma. We see from the Rosh. The Tema Machu Shudem Haru Lapik Mom Aizahidatu. Oh, you can't say, well, in their law, you can get money out without Kosher Eidim. Gam came with Dinik Ach, so we should say that over here. Vrat Dinin Zokim, especially when it damages, we should say that. Make the Goy pay. According to their law. Vizel Roy Shiroga Atzim, Loma Lekatim, no. We see from there, it says the Yamshu Shloma, that when it's a goy and a Jew, you want the goy to pay, you have to make sure you choose the right melechet. That's why it's Gezel. What's the melechet, says the Rosh? If you can only get money out of a goy with Eitan Kishon, what's the right melechet between a Jew and a goy? So we see the Rosh says Dintur. Which is Rabbi Yitzchok. Their law says it's fine. Their law says it's fine. Under this, they don't go to the extreme, but they say it's fine, and there are certain agents which they say it's fine. Now, that's the Rosh. Now, let's read the Rambam. You tell me what the Rambam is saying. Very important to concentrate here. See what the Rambam says. You serve the Arkim. You got a Jew and a Goy. Yes, chusli Yisrael b'dinayim, don't live b'dinayim. If you can benefit the Jew in dinayim, do that dinayim. V'em l'gat dinayim, and say, well, the Jew wins because that's your law. V'em yes, chusli Yisrael b'dinayinu, dinayim dinayim. And if you say the Jew only wins in our laws, then do our law. V'em l'gat dinayim. Okay, no clues so far. That's the Gemara. V'yiri shein osin kein l'ger toshav. But you don't do that with a ger toshav. What's a ger toshav? By definition, get toshav is somebody who keeps seven noach. Somebody keeps seven noach. Is there any kenas?
He doesn't have to keep seven noach. He only has to keep
Okay, fine. Machlokus on that. That's a machlokus. There's no kenas. Don't do that to get toshav, because no kenas. Now here's going to be an important line. There's no kenas, so what do? You have to choose. You have to choose what? You have to choose the one, the real one. So now the Rambam's going to tell us the real one. You always go after, with a ghetto shop, no kadas, you go after, velo. That's why we don't give a kadas. That's the reason why we don't give a kadas. How do you say, why don't you give a kadas to the ghetto shop? You know why you don't give the kenas get toshav? It's because you forget. We see the posse tell them out of the way that we're supposed to help them get toshav. Not give kenas to get toshav. So what do? The ikadin, like every other Jew. What's the ikadin with a get toshav? Says the Rambam, the ikadin with a get toshav is in Ahem. Not like the Rosh. So Mark Lucas has said him. The Rosh says the ikadin between a goy and a Jew is dinter. Like Rabbi Yitzchok. Says the Rambam, the ikedim between a Jew and a goy is dinayim, like Rabbi Yochanan. Machlokes Rishonim, who the halacha is like. The Chazanish points out, it won't be the Chazanish's house. Now, so what's the halacha? Still there, vice versa. Have a machlokes Amoraim. And now we have a machlokus.
Let's join in.
So I want to know what's the halacha. What's going to be? So, the Avdei Meluin and the Chazanish, not written over here, Avdei Meluin and the Chazanish says the Ikka Halacha is like the Rambam, and like Rabbi Yochanan. That you go, when a goy is involved, the Ikka Din with a goy is Dinayim. But, what? Only to not pay as a Kanas. Only when there's a Kanas, not to do a Kanas to the goy so he doesn't get his money. Not to steal from the goy. Okay, but the Ramah and the Yom Shel Shlomo, that Ramah and that Tshuva, and that Yom Shel Shlomo, which we mentioned before, they conclude that the Ikka Halacha is like Rabbi Yitzchak, that the Din Torah between a Goy and a Jew, Ikka thing is Din Torah. So now not only have a Machlokes Amorim, not only have a Machlokes Rishonim, we have now Machlokes Achronim, if the Ikka Halacha is with a goy and a Jew, it's in Torah, it's in Goyim.
The
Machaber just quotes the words of the Rambam, but the Ramah says different. Yeah.
The Machaber may not think it's Machaber. Yeah. The Ramah is the first one to say it's Machaber.
So now, let's see therefore what's the bottom line. We can't get clarity amongst nor the Rishonim, nor the Achronim, nor the Poskim. So what do we do? At the end of the day, we say it's a Sofik. Now, what do you do in a Sofik? Sofik, whether the Ikka Halacha is like a Goy, or Ikka Halacha is to go Dineihem, or Dineinu, when you do it in a Goy. Sofik. So what do you do? Hamotzi Mechaver Alamai. Yeah, which means, if you want the Goy to pay, whether it's, you can get the payment out of the Goy, using Torah law, or whether you can get the payment that using Goyish law, but the other law won't do it, what we would say, because it's a machlokus, what we would say, would the Goy have to pay? Amotzi, mechaber, olavarai. That's what you should think, you should say. Yeah, see what Rabbi Yosef says. Nearly, here's the bottom line for tonight. Near. Shem Yisrael Tova Goy Bedine Momus Lefei Beis in Yisrael. If a Jew has a Din Torah in Dine Momus in front of Beis in Yisrael, and he wants money from the Goy, he wants money. Now, if he wants money, it has to be the Ikker Din. HaGoy Yesh Lo Tadis Kimli. So the Goy says, Kimli! I don't need to pay. Because either Goyish law supports me, or Jewish law supports me, and so Machlokas, which one is the Ikka one? I don't need to pay him after all! Mokom Mokom, Ein Mokom Natanis Kimli. No, a Goy hasn't got any right to say Kimli. That's a right which is solely applied to a Jew. Why? Ki Atam Natanis Kimli. What's the reasoning behind Kimli? Why do we say normally Kimli? What's the Hamotzi Mokom? Why do we say? Why do we say Hamotzi Mechaber Avai normally? Machlokas, and you want me to pay, so I say Motzi Mechaber Avai. Why? Who's right, and therefore, why do you say Cholkin? Why do you write Sumchus, split it? Why do you say Motzi Mechaber Avai? Chazaka. He's holding the money. Whoever's holding the money, that itself is gives him strength to keep it. Meshum Chazoshin, normally you say Kimli because of Chazaka. You're not allowed to take money out. You don't know what to do. You can't just take money out if somebody's holding it. Kosev Aksosa Choshen, says Rabbi Yosef, the Ksosa Choshen writes, Akam Lesle Chazokas Mom. Akam doesn't have any concept by a goy of Chazokas. He's holding money, it doesn't mean anything. Why? Meshum Deksiv Rav Yevata Goyim. Because it's written that the goy gets a kanas, that his money, since he doesn't do shiva mitzvah, Hashem doesn't consider his money as him holding it, as he's holding it, it can easily leave his pockets. It's like part of the kanas that he hasn't got chazaka. So if he's got no chazaka, you can pull out money from a goy. He has no right to take him there. So the bottom line is, It's exact. Enochan, I mean, we don't know what Me'ika Hadin is between a Goy and a Jew. Is it Goy Shluch? Or it's Jewish or Halacha that dictates that what is the Ika Hadin? But part of the Kanas is to say, since there is a discussion, if it is Ika Hadin, maybe it is Ika Hadin, maybe it's not, so make sure the Jew wins, we say that it is Ika Hadin in order to make sure the Jew wins. We can't say something which is definitely not Ika Hadin to make the Jew win. That's called Gezel. But we can say maybe it's Ika Hadin to make sure the Jew wins and get the money, and that's not a problem. So therefore, going back on our Shidus tonight, we say, go right through Samurai's Shidus, and then we'll have questions. Shidus tonight, we said that, okay, the dynamite. She's making a claim. You called miscarriage by selling dynamite. The Goyish law says you pay. The Jewish law says you don't pay. What are we going to Paskin and based in? Going to pay. You have to pay. Basin will say you have to pay because the Goyish law says you have to pay. Maybe the Goyish law is not the Ikka one and therefore it's Gezel. No, because some people say the Goyish law is the Ikka one. The Chazanish, the Avdei Meluin. So it is the Ikka one. Right? So therefore, we can ask you to make sure to say there is the Ikka law to make you pay, Mr. Goy, according to your halacha. Now, in the case of the Chevra, the pension fund, Rav Yashiv is asked, am I mechuyev to break up my pension and have a hefsid and put it in a kosher mislup? Well, what happens if they've invested in a company where there's equal, there's goyim and Jews together with equal powers? Do we look at it as a company, a separate entity, no isurim at all, according to dinayim, or look at halacha? So the answer is, I don't know, sofik. What do you do in such a thing? Some say you look at dinayim, sometimes you don't look at dinayim. Don't know what to do. Yeah? So what are we going to say? Such a thing? On the side of Ikalin is halacha, it's asa. On the side of dinayim, then it's mutter. So what are we going to say? So Rabbi Yashiv says words like this. It's a sophic. So if you can find other reasons to mistarif to that sophic, other sphakas involved, you don't know whether what the chevra is, you couldn't clarify what the chevra is at all. Or use some of the kulas which you said you can't rely on in our shirim, which was, yeah, because it's an onus, yeah, because you didn't get in, that's not their main business, yeah, which you said you can't rely on. If you can mistarif to other things, so Rav Yashiv says words like this, once you can mistarif to other things, and it's a sophic, whether we go after the dinayim or not, so then what it says, the words, the Pesach Halacha is, if it's a good thing to do, to break up your pension funds, but if it's too difficult because it's going to cause a hefsid gadol, yesh ama lismoch. But vada, don't lachachila put your money in such a thing. So also lachachila put your money in such a thing, put your thing into a kosher mislul, lachachila. If you're already there and you need to break it up and you cause a hefsid gadol, it's too difficult for you to do, yesh ama lismoch, and you have this with him. Okay, this is now. The only thing we're going to discuss in 2 weeks' time, because next week is Purim, is that up to now we've discussed conflict between halacha and dinayim, what one is kaver between Jew and Goy. Yes? Mark Locus. Now we're going to discuss the bosses of what we're into. What about dinner malchus or dinner? Why? Why should dinner malchus or dinner make a difference? What's Dinah Malchus HaDina mean?
Our
halacha says we have to take notice of their law. Up to now we're saying, we've got a halacha, and it doesn't recognize the Goyish law. They've got Dinahem. It doesn't fit with our thing. What do you do with a Goy? But once you have a concept of Dinah Malchus HaDina, it's not conflict. Dinah Malchus HaDina says their law is our law. So now we have to discuss when does that apply? When did you say Dinah Malchus HaDina? Because if it's dinner machos and dinner, then there's no conflict, so of course you go after the dinner. Because it's dinner machos and dinner. It's our law then in such a case. So that will be the concept in 2 weeks then. It's a Shema Havron. Now! Oh, you've got green suits.
The size, it's for him.
This I never do, but I have to do as Chorus of Tov. So, Chorus of Tov. What's my Chorus of Tov? I'm part of a basin. And this basin is not really connected. It hasn't got directions. It's not under the Groh. It's not really nothing. It's a separate entity to Tekhilas HaGroh. It's not really connected to Tekhilas HaGroh at all. It's under the basin of B'nai Barak, under their auspiciousness. The Groh have kindly given us an opportunity to finally have a fixed Mokum. Mokum Kavur. They have designated an area in their own new building for us to have a permanent residence over there. Finally. All they ask for us is just try to do Hishtadlus to try and pay towards the cost of that fixed area. So we're trying, as the people of the basin itself, to raise maybe a goal of $100,000. So as a consultant to the goal, I'm trying my best. Now, I'm asking you that whatever you can give, it'll be recognized as a mostly deeply appreciated. If you give nothing, you're still going to get hugs and kisses and pudding. So, there's no Ischaibis over here, and all the details on the back if you want to help and contribute to this.
Thank you very much. Have a very good Shabbos, and a simple ticket for him. We don't manage to see ourselves.